The coronavirus is creating long-term disruption for colleges and universities across North Carolina, higher education leaders told state representatives Thursday. WFAE's Andals Helms reports on what they're worried about and what they want the state to do.
Student teachers can't graduate because schools closed. College students who can't go home are living on mostly empty campuses. High schoolers who would normally be touring campuses now are living in isolation and uncertainty. Those were just a few of the challenges outlined by higher ed leaders when they met with a House panel studying the effects of COVID-19 on education. Leaders of the UNC system, the community college system, and an association of independent schools all say they've moved most of their classes online, and most of their students out of dorms. The exceptions include students who can't go home because they live in coronavirus hotspots or locations that have blocked travel, as well as students who have no home to return to or no internet access where they live. Here's Bill Roper, interim president of the UNC system.
We went from about 65,000 students living on campuses to today, 3,250 are there.
Community college system president Peter Hans said some public safety classes are continuing in person, following CDC safety guidelines and with the consent of students and faculty involved.
We prepare thousands of nurses every year and thousands of first responders. Every year, we felt like this pipeline was needed, now perhaps more than ever.
Hans asked the legislators for $25 million to be set aside for critical needs before June 30th. He noted that community colleges will be crucial to helping employers and workers rebuild when the economic crash ends. Roper and Hope Williams, president of an association representing 36 private colleges and universities, asked lawmakers to lift the requirement for would-be teachers and school counselors to complete an internship before graduating. Seniors who were student teaching when schools closed can't complete that work.
That is a huge issue, and I don't think I can overemphasize the anxiety that our seniors have right now because they know that they cannot meet the requirement that would allow them to graduate.
The lawmakers didn't immediately respond. For now, they're gathering information on all the potential bills needed for K-12 and higher education to cope with the pandemic. They plan to bring recommendations when the General Assembly convenes April 28th. Williams asked the state for $71 million in new money to help the private schools survive the COVID-19 changes, including increased scholarships and other aid to students. She said stay-home orders are throwing colleges and families into turmoil during the peak time for college tours and decisions.
And we've had to cancel all of those tours and visits and all of that. So we're in a position now where students are normally supposed to tell college by May 1st if they're coming.
All in all, it was a grim meeting. But there was a moment of comic relief, symbolic of these work-from-home times, when Roper began his remarks.
Secretary Cohen and had tremendous leadership from... Forgive me, I had to take the toy away from my dog.
For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.